William Hillinger, who wrote that and the other offering by the choir, was a swine reader at Boston. He was crippled upon the left side of his arm and leg. Do you know swine reeve? As the shire reeve, as he liked to become the sheriff, he was the swineer at Boston. He kept charge of the pigs that ran in the streets for the eating of the offal that was cast out of bed. With this judge, he removed from that pigsty activity under Stoughton, where he began a music school and was one of the most prolific composers of the middle part of the 18th century. Lost a word. We have a reading from the Old Testament. I sometimes need, I must find, need to preface where this comes from. It comes from the 51st chapter of Genesis. I say I must needs oftentimes preface this, especially amongst Unitarians in the liberal churches. When I know the fundamental churches, they know there isn't a 51st chapter in Genesis. Well, I've let you know my secret. I had betimes written this and memorized it, and I would open books and read this, the Bible, and read this, and sometimes in company. Parable against persecution. And it came to pass after these things that Abraham sat in the door of his tent about the going down of the sun. And behold, a man, bowed with age, came from the way of the wilderness leaning on a staff. And Abraham rose and met him, and said unto him, Turn in, I pray thee, and wash thy feet, and tarry all night, and thou shalt rise early on the morrow and go on their way. But the man said, Nay, nay, for I will abide under this tree. And Abraham pressed him greatly. So he turned, and they went into the tent. And Abraham baked unleavened bread, and they did eat. And when Abraham saw that the man blessed not God, he said unto him, Wherefore dost thou not worship the most high God, creator of heaven and earth? And the man answered and said, No, I do not worship the God thou speakest of, neither do I call upon his name. For I have made for myself a God which abideth alway in my house, and provided me with all things. Now Abraham's zeal was kindled against the man, and he arose and drove him forth with blows into the wilderness. And at midnight, God came to Abraham, calling out, saying, Abraham, where is the stranger? And Abraham answered and said, Lord, he would not worship thee, neither would he call upon thy name. Therefore I have driven him out from before my face into the wilderness. And God said, Have I borne with him these 198 years, and nourished him, and clothed him, notwithstanding his rebellion against me? And couldst not thou, who art thyself a sinner, bear with him one night? And Abraham said, Let not the anger of the Lord wax hot against his servant. Lo, I have sinned. Forgive me, I pray you. And Abraham arose and went forth into the wilderness and sought diligently for the man and found him and returned with him to the tent. And there he entreated him kindly, sent him away upon the morrow with gifts. And God spoke again unto Abraham, saying, For this thy sin shall thy seed be afflicted 400 years in a strange land. But for thy repentance I shall deliver them, and they shall come forth with power, and with gladness of heart, and with much substance. Herein, chapter 51 of Genesis.